Blog Talk Radio.
Minister Sylvia, we can go ahead, and I'm trying to stop the music, but it's not letting me do it, so as soon as I can stop it, you can go ahead. Okay, Minister Sylvia, you can go ahead, and even if we have to go on without our guest speaker, since we were having major technical difficulties. Hello? Hello, well, this is Cecilia, and I apologize. We are extremely late, but unfortunately, I'm calling from another location, and sometimes when I call from another location, calling number doesn't always work for me. Because it's used to me being in another part of the state. So, Minister Sylvia, are you on the line? Okay. And I know we were supposed to have a guest speaker on the line, so let me see.
Can you hear me? In the name of Jesus.
I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Well, we want to say thank you to everyone that continually held on as you are on the line. We have, like Apostle Elect was saying earlier, we have been having tremendous difficulties with getting this program on the air. We would like to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for holding on to iron sharpening iron through the ministries of Smile 3E. But we also like to say we just want you all to know most of the time that the enemy of our souls brings forth trials and tribulations and problems like this with the phone line. We know that it's a message that he do not want to get across the air, get into your ear gates, because if he do that, you all will obviously be delivered, set free, and be able to just know that God is God. So we're going to just continue on by letting you know each and every Monday night. We are here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host on the night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, also as a part of this ministry. And I don't know if our guest speaker, Dr. Serena Wright, are you on the line?
No, she's not on the line. She had sent something on Facebook, and I just let her know that I was just able to open up the line. But like I was saying, most people don't understand that the blog talk number is specific to the area that you're in.
Yes.
So
we just want to say, again, thank you all for...
She's on... Dr. Wright is on. I just got to get to where I can open up this line.
So while we're waiting
there we
for...
Are.
Okay, so our guest speaker on tonight is the author, the fabulous Dr. Serena Wright, who will be bringing forth the word. We want to thank her for being faithful to the line. We want to thank her for holding on. And we want to just thank her for just bringing forth this word, because we know that God is God, and God's going to bring something to our hearts and ear gates tonight that we can reflect on, meditate on, and just hold on for our deliverance and for whatever we need God to do for us right now. So I'm not going to prolong it any longer. I'm going to hand it right over to the woman of God so that she could pray and just go in and do what God has told her to do. Dr. Serena Wright, it is in your hand. Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much, Minister Sylvia and Apostle Alexa Cecilia. Thank you so much for your diligence and persistence. Believe me, the kind of day I'm having, if I began to tell you about it, it would sound like I was glorifying those places where the enemy can find a place. And so I won't tell you about my day, but I'll tell you about my God, the one that began to talk to me when things began to just seem like they were just completely in a blender, and God began to talk to me, because no matter what's going on with us, God is still enthroned, and we still know him to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we have to be found in that place of pressing through, believing, declaring. I spoke with a woman of God that I often rely on when my life seems to get in that space, and she said, what I have found is that we are not taking our authority seriously. We have got to begin to declare and wage war. We cannot be the Rodney King of the kingdom thinking that we can get along. Let me tell you, our opposer has decided that if he cannot kill, steal from us or destroy us, that at the minimum he will kill us. He will kill our vision. He will kill our desire. He will kill our heart of compassion. He will kill our empathy. He will kill our motivation. He will kill our hopefulness. Let me tell you something. When the day gets like this, and I believe I caught the tail end of the woman of God saying it was something about the number and phone. Let me tell you something. When a phone won't make a phone call, we're talking back 200, 300 years of the enemy trying to interrupt. You have got to press in. You have got to know the season. You have got to know where you are and who you are. You have got to know that the enemy comes to oppose, to try to convince us, if we are unbelieving, if our faith has become small, to try to convince us that God has not positioned us, that God has not called us, and God has not given us this ministry, and God has not made that promise, and this is the one marriage that God didn't put together. Let me tell you something. The enemy will come to try to find a place. The place is not always in the natural. Sometimes the place is a crack in your belief. But sometimes the place is a wounding in your ability to stand on the word. And if he can find a place, he can bring a man down. But let me let you know that there are some people in the earth that can take a licking and keep on ticking. Let me tell you something. I had another commitment. And when I started receiving the messages that we had gotten through and pressed through to a place of victory, then the Spirit of the Lord said, go and share what I gave you. I got everything lined up. But there are certain times when you need to go back and demonstrate that you tried it, but it didn't work, because weapons form, they just don't prosper. And so we are those people. Let me tell you something. Every time I find that it looks like the enemy has gained advantage, I go back to God and say, God, where is the problem? Because I will go and find Ai and kill him and all his children. Have mercy. God, what is the problem? Because you told me this battle was mine, and I went forward to the battle, and I was defeated. Who is the problem? Where is the betrayer? Is it in my emotions? Is it in my loins? Is it that I'm so hot in the pants that I'm betraying my promise? Is it me? Is my mouth? Is it that I can't shut my mouth and I'm betraying my own promise? Don't you know I'll put a knife to my own throat? Oh, but we're going to have what God said. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever believe that all the believers are in heaven. There are a great cloud of witnesses, but there are still some believers in the earth. There are some that will not take down, that are relentless, and they are ready to go forward in the name of Jesus. They are ready to go forward and do damage to the kingdom of darkness. Oh, we're pressing in. Oh, we're rising up in authority. We're declaring the word of the Lord, and we are seeing exactly what God said. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, that's just how I feel about this day. Oh, because if you come for me, you're going to wish you hadn't, all because you can only come with a sword and a spear. But every time I show up in the name of the Lord, asking them to point out the uncircumcised Philistine, because I'm going to take a rag and a rock, bring him down and cut off his head. Oh, every time you come for me, you can only come with a sword and a spear, but I've come in the name of the Lord. Let me tell you something. Oh, this is not the season for the weak and the carnal. Don't you know carnality kills? Oh, my God, I'm telling you, God has been talking to me about carnality for about 3 weeks. And let me tell you something. There is a people in the earth. And I'm telling you what I believe. I believe they love God with all their heart, as much as they have been taught, as much as they know, as much as they're willing to know, because you have to be willing and obedient. As much as they're willing to obey, God has unveiled himself to them, and they love the God that they know. But they have been allowed, they have taken the luxury of carnality and made themselves God's enemy while they're trying their best to love him. Carnality kills. We have got to be a people with laser focus. That you can't take me down without me taking over. God, we've got to be that people that will blaze through the enemy's hindrances, that will blaze through what appears to be irreconcilable obstacles, that will blaze through them in prayer, that will declare by faith, oh, this is the son you gave me, and this is the one that's going to be a man of God. This is the daughter you gave me. This is the business you gave me. This is the career you gave me. This is the husband you gave me. This is the marriage you gave me. This is the grandmother you gave me, and she won't leave here 1 second before God calls her. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care what man say. Oh, I didn't come here to take sides with Babylon. I came simply to take over, to operate in the king's dominion. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, this is the hour for those that are ready to be fully armored, to take on the weaponry of the Spirit of God, to quit fooling around with these petty nonsense, my God, carnal, fleshy, fight, gossip, and backstabbing, all this ridiculousness that has flooded North America. Oh, let me tell you something. Over in nations where they've got to believe God to eat, oh, those people have tapped into a faith that will make God make you get up, travel the waters, and feed them. Oh, my God, let me tell you, we're not going to make it if we're carnal. Oh, but if we step over into the kingdom, we'll see nothing but promise and prosperity. Oh, I know some don't like it. They want me to keep talking about we'll be coming around the mountain when we come. Oh, no, but I'm going to speak to mountains. They're going to come down, and I'm not going to have anything but promise and prosperity. I just denied myself every carnal thought, every carnal emotion, as everything in my life began to just go crazy. I absolutely refused. I disallowed myself to be emotional, all sensual and devilish. Oh, nobody got time to cry. You better rise up and declare what the word of the Lord has said concerning you. Quit talking about presidents and Babylonian systems. Don't you know this country is not even in the end of the Bible? You don't want to hear the prophets say that. You've got yourself committed to a Babylonian system that's not even sustainable. My God in heaven, oh, my Satya, you're committed to it. You sit up all night watching CNN, ABC, CBS, and all every letter but the word of God. You sit up and meditate and perseverate over those things that God hasn't even validated in his word. Oh, you better get your carnal self on your knees. You better get there and say, God, reveal, unveil. Reveal, unveil, lead me and guide me. Where's purpose? Where's instruction? Where's destiny? Because I know the plans you have for me, they're good and not evil. You're only trying to get me to an expected end. All those that lose their life, save it. My God in heaven, we've got to be those people that are relentless, that are unwilling to back down, that are not doing anything to take sides, but are only willing to take over. Let me tell you something. I will absolutely take over fornication and adultery, because this is the one man you cannot have. This is the one wife you cannot have. This is a marriage that's going to go down in history, because we're not going to pardon until one of us dies. Let me tell you, if you don't get that tenacity, if you don't get the kingdom perseverance, I promise you, you're not going to make it in this season. All because evil is on the rise. But it's never going to get higher than the strategies of my God. Let me tell you, they said something so crazy. They said something like there were 31 people shot in a 30-minute hour period of time. I mean, I don't remember, you know, the numbers, but it was so crazy. I said, what type of mess? What is going? Let me tell you something. If you think you're going to be a carnal, gossiping, backstabbing, in and out of your flesh, double-minded, speaking in some foreign tongue Christian, and going to make it in this hour, I'm telling you, you are deceived and you're being deceived. Oh, because evil is on the rise. Oh, I know you think I'm negative prophesying. I'm just trying to get you to understand that the devil's never outsmarted our God. But if you're silly and if you are still looking around talking about who like me checked the box and those are my haters and who sat in my seat and come on, say yeah. And I'm not saying nothing but what God said. Oh, let me tell you something, y'all. I'm that one. I wasn't raised and obligated to nobody's church system. I can't hardly stomach the philosophies of men, but I'll take a bowl full of the kingdom every day, all day. I don't care nothing about religion. I don't care nothing about you, Doc. If you don't know the word and you're not coming with power and demonstration, I don't care nothing about you, Doc, or all the rabbits falling behind you. Oh, my God. Oh, only Doc I know as crazy as you is Bugs Bunny, and you think you're going to keep people committed to that. Oh, but the kingdom is rushing through the streets. God is raising up those that are uncompromising, that used to be selling stuff, but they're all sold out. He's raising up those that are willing to say it, that are willing to be persecuted because their life is already laid down in him back this hour. Don't you dare let any particular day, circumstance, hindrance, backlash, backbiting, don't you dare let anything that the enemy does make you think God is not on his throne. Get your carnal self somewhere and start believing God. If you don't have it, you don't need it. That's not this hour. If you think you're going to make it carnal, you're deceived. You're deceiving yourself. You better get somewhere in God and say, for God, I live. And if I have to, I'm so dead in God. The only thing you can do is take a life that's already laid down. Let me tell you something. If they're willing to shoot 30 people in some short cargo, why don't you think they'll do it in your neighborhood? Why didn't you just sit up and watch, knowing you got the authority of the kingdom, and you just sit watching and gazing like a, Lord have mercy, I was about to call you a name. You just sit and gaze, but won't take authority, won't say you won't kill another boy in this city in the name of Jesus. Why won't you open your mouth? Why are you always talking about your husband's girlfriend? Why don't you pray and say, God, shut this whore down? She's stepping over into covenant. She's messing with your daughter. She's worrying your soul. Now, where am I? Oh, my say. Oh, man, they're my say. After the kind of day I had, I said, you got one decision you can make. You can step over into the kingdom, or you can go somewhere in sensual emotions and cry like a baby and wake up tomorrow and it's going to be exactly what it was today. Or you can rise up in your king's authority and say, if you come for me, you can only come with a sword and a spear. I always show up in the name of the Lord. My God in heaven, let me tell you something. This is the kingdom's finest hour. This is the kingdom's. I said, this is the kingdom's finest hour. Oh, my God. God has heard our cry. God is hearing us. Don't you think any situation that you're in, God hasn't heard you? Don't you think God sees that you are lonely, that you are a single mother with fire? Don't you think God sees you? Don't you think God knows, man of God, that you love that woman as best you know, and things still didn't work? Don't you think God doesn't hear you? If you look over in the book of Acts, if you look over in the book of Exodus, all that before was my introduction. If you look over in the book of Exodus, we're going to be so fast, I'm telling you, as you breathe, you're going to miss us. If you look over in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, if you have been following us, we've been talking about God leading us out, because I don't know how else to say it, but you need to find a prophet and believe them. And I'm telling you that God has come down himself to deliver you out of a specific bondage, to deliver you out of a place that has been holding you and your generations captive. And so he's been giving us instructions and telling us how to forego those things that the enemy would bring to try to hinder us and hold us back. And he's been talking to us about Moses and Moses' unbelief and the shame and the disgrace and the mistakes he's made, and how he liberated the people with someone that didn't. And we talked about it, and we ministered on it, and we meditated on it, and we are sincerely declaring the word of the Lord in the earth, because this is the year, I mean this calendar year, before December 31st. Where you shall bring forth that liberty in your life. But tonight we're going to look at Exodus for one different reason. Because in the second chapter of Exodus, God first mentioned how he had heard the cry of the people. Yes, woman of God, I see that you are sending me a message saying greetings. Okay, she says that. Is this better? It sounds as though she said that you can't hear me very well. And so we are in Exodus chapter 2, Exodus chapter 2, verses 23, 24, and 25. 23, 24, and 25. And it says, however, after a long time, nearly 40 years, the king of Egypt died, and the Israelites were sighing and groaning because of their bondage, and they kept crying. And their cry because of slavery ascended to God, and God heard them sighing and groaning, and earnestly remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God saw the Israelites and took knowledge of them, and concerned himself about them, knowing all, understanding, and remembering all. Now, this is in chapter 2. The next thing they mention in chapter 3 says, now Moses. Because God heard them and he was concerned about them. But it was not until another 7 verses later did he begin to explain to Moses what his plan was to liberate the people that he heard in the second chapter. And so this is the final thing that we will say tonight. Don't you think because of the length of time that you have been in that very situation that God has not heard you? God is a covenant God, and he has heard you. But there are plans that must be enacted, and there are Moseses that he must counsel, and Aarons that he must lead to assist, and Pharaohs that would try to offer resistance. But be guaranteed in your heart tonight that God's promise to you is a covenant promise for deliverance. If you are willing to walk out the instructions, then God is promising you tonight that you will be free. He says, let them know, daughter, that I have heard them. They only need to obey. Don't look to the left or to the right. Don't worry about hindrances. Don't worry about obstacles. Don't worry about those things that seem to have overwhelmed you. Don't even look at that. Don't look at the pharaohs that have declared that they don't know God and have no plan of obeying him. Don't look at any of that, because God has heard you. And he says that he remembered his covenant to the people, and he understood everything they were saying. He understood everything that needed to happen in order that we would be liberated in this season. And so, man of God, woman of God, be assured in your heart. Your liberty is contingent only on your obedience. There is no natural circumstance. There is no natural situation. There is no hindrance or obstacle that could keep you from being free in this season. For God has remembered his covenant. He said, not with Abraham, but Isaac and with Jacob, because he sees you. And it says that he's concerned. He is himself concerned about you. There are times, people of God, when you believe God doesn't even care. Let me take you to the New Testament. He said, God, don't you care that we perish? What is going on? That the waves are moving, that the waves are billowing, that the boat is rocking, and you seem to be just sleeping. And so in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, we see the picture of God where it seems that he is not taking concern for us, that he is not hearing us. But be assured that God hears you. That concern you have for your son or for your daughter, God hears you. And be sure in your heart and know, no matter where he or she may be today, that covenant God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has put a plan in place to liberate them in only a way that he can. That is the word of the Lord for us tonight, that even though the situations are raging and Pharaoh is saying what he's saying and Pharaoh is making every attempt to not yield, don't you ever think that God's plan for liberty is not one of success. It is contingent on our obedience, people of God, and that is wonderful because we are the ones that manage our obedient hearts. Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you glory. God, in so much as I have to return to another commitment, I thank you, God, that you would come tonight to reassure us, God, that the kingdom is still advancing, that there is no obstacle or no hindrance that could hinder the deliverance, the exodus, the liberty, and the freedom that you have planned for us. Your people, we thank you now that you have set in place leaders, those that are prepared and those that you are preparing to lead us out, to give us instructions to follow, that we would follow them and be led into a place that flows with milk and with honey. God, we are those that commit in covenant today that we would not leave this earth hindered by that has already hindered us, but that we will find a place of liberty, that we will walk in our places of promise and prosperity, and you alone will get the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. We give you praise, glory, and all honor for everything you've always done for us. For you are God and you are God alone, and we thank you in your son Jesus' name. God bless and amen. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Thank you, God. Thank you for that awesome word on tonight, Dr. Wright. I was saying earlier, whenever the enemy of our souls get caught up in the lie like that, it's always a word that he do not want the people to hear, because once they receive it in their ear gate, it goes to the heart, and then they can hear it over and over in their head and meditate on that word. I want to thank you tonight for just everything that you said. There's so many golden nuggets, as Apostle Elect will say, that you cannot just put your finger on one. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if there's anyone that's willing to, wanting to, and need to say something to the woman of God, just open up your mouth and just begin to speak to her right now. The lines are open.
Wow, that word was so good. I mean, I needed that. I don't know about anyone else. This is Cecilia. I really needed that because there's lots and lots, and I could say lots so many more times until everybody would go to sleep hearing lots and lots and wake up, and I would still be saying lots of things going on. And like she talked about the things that are going on in Chicago and a lot of people talking about it, but are we praying about it? Are we praying in unity corporately? Are we calling on the name of Jesus and calling on the one and only true and living God to send his angels to protect us and to cover us. And I mean, just so much. And then for us to know, just because God hasn't so-called answered the prayer, doesn't mean that it's not answered, because sometimes we're expecting it at 7 p.m. and he's already decided it's not coming until 11 p.m. Sometimes we expect it on Monday when, no, he's already decided you're going to wait until the third week of the, you know, the 12th month. You know, we don't know the timing of God. We don't know what's going on that needs to go on, because somebody else needs to be delivered. We don't know what's going on, because for some people, it's taught to us, if you do something 21 times, it becomes a habit. Well, one thing we know for sure, something that you do repetitively will cause a change, but there can be a traumatic event that happens in your life that only has to happen one time. And that traumatic event can make, change your whole life and turn it around. And somebody, because of what's been going on in Chicago, it may not have even come close to them, but now they're running to Jesus. Now they're running to the altar and say, God, protect me. God, save me. Years ago, Minister Sylvia and I was, it didn't happen one time. It happened a few times, but this one time we were out somewhere and shooting and stuff got started, just like it's been happening in Chicago. And the people around us and in front of us and behind us were shot. I mean, people were getting killed and wounded. And we walked out of there with nothing wrong with us. Some people go to parties and they get stampeded and trampled upon. And God covered us and God protected us. Somebody that was right next to that person or those people that got shot and killed, but God delivered them. God gave them another chance. Somebody that was shot, in their last breath, they were able to be that person that comes in at the 11th hour that says, deliver me, save me. We don't know what's going on. I once heard an older person say, sometimes someone dies in their last breath, they're able to repent. And it's because sometimes they would say, some of the old people, because they know if they allow that person to stay here, that they would turn their back on God. I don't know if all of that's true. I don't know why and when and what, because I'm not God. But I can say this, that I know that I know that I know. When Dr. Serena Rice said tonight about the enemy will make it look like you're losing the battle when you're really winning the battle, because God is teaching you how to tap deeply into him, into prayer, into faith, into trusting him, into knowing that you know that you know that he is God. That's all I have, Minister Sylvia.
Thank you, Apostle Elect Cecilia, for that, which is so true. We when we were younger, we were always going somewhere. We just want to thank God for all the times that he delivered us from back when. That's why I always say we're still in a place where we're thanking God for yesteryear. We're thanking God, not even for yesterday, but for yesteryear. And I thank Dr. Serena Wright for reminding us who we are, whom we are, and whom we belong to. I thank her for just bringing that word forth. I thank her for just saying to the people, y'all got to remember, God is God. He's our G-O-D. What did he say? I know what they say, but what did he say? Is there anyone else that would love to speak into the woman of God's life for tonight? The lines are open. Okay, well, since nobody else is speaking up, just remember that song that we sing, My God is an Awesome God. So we're going to just ask Dr. Wright to pray us out and close out the ceremony before I give you the closing remarks and our final scripture for tonight. Dr. Wright is in your hands.
I'm going to pray for her. Father God, we glorify you and we thank you. We thank you for the word that was spoken on tonight. We thank you for reminding us whose report are we going to believe. We thank
Amen.
You for reminding us that we have to believe the report of the Lord. We thank you, God, for reminding us that only what we do for Christ is going to last. God, we thank
yeah.
you, God, for reminding us that just because it's delayed does not mean that it's denied. Thank you for even the things that you've denied because of where you're taking us to and because of what that thing can take from us. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for even all of the things that may be happening in our lives that it appears that the enemy is winning, but we thank you for reminding us that if you allow it, we must accept it. God, we thank you for teaching us to live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word. God, thank you for reminding us to stand on your word that says, not my will, but your will be done. Thank you for your will in our life. Thank you for your way in our life. Thank you that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts are. Thank you that you've taught us to even pray and decree, create a new heart in me, God, and a right mind and a right spirit. Thank you for giving us the mind of Christ. God, we thank you for reminding us that you are God and you are still in control, and God, that you want us to diligently seek you. God, we're seeking you with all of our heart, our minds, and our total being. God, we thank you for protecting the children, protecting the elderly, protecting the people in Chicago and all over the world, God. We thank you for those that live through the altercations on this weekend. God, we ask you for even the turf wars that's going on, God, that you would save them and deliver them and set them free. God, those are strongholds of someone that's dealing with self-esteem issues, someone that's dealing with acceptance, someone that's dealing with anxiety and fear, someone that's doing it because they don't know nothing else but that to do. God, we thank you for being a God that reminds us that we must be teachable, we must be touchable, and we definitely got to be yours, God. We've got to be your children. Teach us, God, to love you with all that we are and that we ever will be. Keep protecting us, God. Keep teaching us how to protect and honor one another, God. Teach us how to take care of our parents, God. Our parents have taken care of us, and we forget, God, that once they're older, they still shouldn't be taking care of us, God, but we should be taking care of them. Teach us, God, how to raise our children in such a way that they know that once their parents are elderly or even not able to do for themselves, or even because they have now got to adulthood, God, that they know that they could never do enough for their parents to pay them back. And, God, we could never do enough for you, because that analogy is even with you, God, that as we were young children running from you, God, we weren't worshiping you in spirit and in truth. But, God, now that we're on your side, it's time for us to give you all the worship and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for your word on tonight. Thank you for the woman of God that brought your word on tonight. Thank you for Apostle-elect that has made this program possible that we can bring your word to the people. God, we just want to say thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, keeping her in the land of the living, keeping her in the place where she could say, even now, I'm still a miracle. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. We also want to remind you that we're not just here on Monday night. We're also here on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. We're also here to start the week off on Sunday morning at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. Don't forget about our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So do not forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Keep this ministry in your prayers. Keep the men and women of God that's attached to this ministry in your prayers. And just know that God will save you even in your mess. So on that note, I would like to say good night. Bye-bye.